flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We know what Myles Garrett said yesterday about requesting a trade. How are you feeling about it now? Man, I'm hearing a lot of, like, I'm getting a lot of texts from my friends that are season ticket holders that are not happy. I just had one buddy of mine said he's going from 6 season tickets down to 2. And I know there's an entire club that has been around for a long, long time. And they are not happy. They've been buying their seats as a group for years. And, man, they are at their wit's end. So I'm just curious how this is all going to play out. And, again, I do say this is one of those moments, I think, in any sports team's history where you sit around and you go, I'm really mad. I'm upset. I don't like the way this thing's going down. And write down your feelings, throw them in your sock drawer, and then pull them out 6 months from now, or maybe after the first game of the season, and see if you still feel the same way. And I say that a lot based on just even, like, I think the height of heights in these situations, Jeff, was the name change for the Guardians, right? Like, how many people called us and said, we're never going to another game. I'm never doing this again.
Apparently, lots of people who didn't help fill up the ballpark on a regular basis last year.
I guess so. 2 million people who agree with you that were never coming back, that ended up coming back last summer. So, a lot of times time heals this kind of stuff, all right? And, like, I'm not happy about any of it. No one's happy about the fact that Myles Garrett doesn't want to play here anymore. And,
he didn't say that.
He doesn't want to be a part of this anymore. He requested a trade. To give me another way, and I'll listen to any thoughts that you have. He went out of his way to make sure that he didn't want the fans to think this was on the fans. This is on the front office. I mean, he was like, psh, psh, psh. But, firing shots at the general manager by saying, my goal wasn't to go from Cleveland to Canton. I wanted to win the Super Bowl. And we all know that that was a line from Andrew Berry. So they're taking shots at the front office. He doesn't like the way things are going. We've watched this play out before with Baker Mayfield saying, I'm not coming back. And he ended up not coming back, and they traded him. So maybe Myles thinks that, that was the foundation for what the way this organization is going to work in this situation. If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm saying exactly what I said yesterday, that we're not trading him, even if in the back of your mind you're taking phone calls from every team in the league. You're saying we're not trading him. Why would you say you're trading him? I don't understand. Why would you do that? Well, it's just devalue the whole situation. That doesn't make any sense. So now they've got to figure this thing out. Can they rekindle the flame and come back together? Is that a possibility? Yeah.
Isn't it? Let me read something to you, okay? Let me read something from a statement.
Is it a lullaby?
I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl. Our fans are great, but I had to make a business decision that was best for my family. No matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll always continue to be close to my fans. You'll see me again. That's a statement from Lamar Jackson when he requested a trade back in March of 2023. How'd that work out?
Last time I checked, I think he's still in Baltimore.
He is.
What? Well, yeah. I don't understand. He demanded a trade. He asked for a trade.
Well, he requested a trade.
Why didn't they give it to him? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm very confused.
I don't know.
So you're trying to tell me that in the NFL, players request trades?
And then end up getting contracts.
Wow. It's funny. There's a tight end for this team that I really like. One of my favorite players on the team. I seem to recall that he had a very high-powered agent who also requested a trade. And somehow, some way, things worked out for David Njoku. He ended up coming back. Does anyone remember that?
I was on a morning show in Buffalo today. I pulled a Baskin and was on a morning show in Buffalo. And they're all fired up about Myles Garrett coming to the Bills.
Okay? I would be too. It's a great topic for them.
Sure. And so they said, among other things, you know, and by the way, I started it by saying, but you cannot have Wyatt Teller and Corey Bohorquez back. You're not getting them.
Oh, you are evil. Evil, yeah. Jeff Phelps.
Yeah, they weren't very happy with me. But the guy said, Miles has given them 2 years, basically. They requested a trade, but then I said, he's under contract for 2 years. And they said, the organization has 2 years to prove to him that he can turn this around and make it a Super Bowl contender. I said, I don't think they have to prove anything to him. He's under contract for 2 years.
Oh, they were like, no, you're breaking my heart, man.
No, they were great guys.
We can't beat Kansas City, and now you're telling me we can't have what we want?
And I said, they don't have to prove anything because he's under contract for 2 years. Unfortunately for Miles, he signed a contract that makes him a very wealthy man. And your leverage, unless you don't want to show up for work and then not get paid, goes out the window. If he really doesn't want to be here, okay. We threw out some scenarios yesterday, Andy. We were just spitballing, as they say. Mm-hmm. Look what you might be able to get for him. You could jumpstart a rebuild here, big time, except for one thing. The dynamic here is pretty simple. Miles wants to win. So does Andrew Berry. So does Kevin Stefanski. Why? Because if they don't win next year, they're probably not calling the shots in 2026. That's the balance here to me, is that, okay, Miles wants to win. Yes, so do the guys that you're asking to be traded from. Because if they don't, chances are they're not going to be back next year. You might survive 1 year of not going to the playoffs after you went to the playoffs. You're probably not going to survive two.
No. I look at this and I'm just trying to figure out where we're going. And part of it is, am I getting old, man? Am I just like, because I can see this in a number of different ways. And one of which is, okay, you're a 3-win team last year. And while I wish that Myles Garrett could single-handedly put all 22 guys, including himself, on his back to help this team get to the Super Bowl.
Not happening, Andy.
It's not. This isn't the NBA.
No. Nope.
This isn't.
It's not like you just traded for Luka. Oh, wait a minute.
How many people were at the stadium protesting yesterday? Does anybody know? Did we get a head count?
They had a little protest that they planned. I said, was it 14 or was it a lot?
I mean, I got to tell you, there are a lot of things on this earth that I am against, but wasting my time going down to an empty stadium. They did go to the stadium, right? Isn't that right? I hope I'm not messing that up.
I think so.
Going down to an empty stadium where there is no one from the front office to listen to your voice, whether you think you're going to get media people out or people will talk about you on social media. Come on, man. I just think there are better things to do on this earth than, oh, Myles Garrett's gone. I feel so bad for this multimillionaire that doesn't want to play here anymore. Oh.
I'd prefer to have him back, but
I want him to play here.
I know you do.
I don't get it.
I know you do. Let me throw one thought at you.
Sure.
Cavs general manager Wayne Embry back in the day.
Yes.
And Wayne, to me, is probably the person that I've met in my career who I have the most respect for.
Why?
Because I think he's a man of character, and I think he did a great job at his job throughout his entire career and made history in doing so. And just such a man of character that I have great admiration for Wayne. Wayne passed on this advice to an aspiring young front office exec. Do not fall in love with your players. Do not fall in love with your players. Now, you could pass that on to a fan base. That goes against being a fan, Andy, because right. You're supposed to fall in love with your players. If the Browns traded Myles Garrett, just saying, turned him into a three or four people eventually who come in and help this team win a Super Bowl, do you think people are really going to care?
No.
No, because you're rooting for the guys in the orange helmets, no matter who they are.
Right.
And so just I honestly think people should be open-minded about this. The catch to me is this. Andrew Berry has to win next year. Kevin Stefanski has to win next year.
So how do you put this
together? And if they trade Myles Garrett, I don't know if you're going to be a better team next year. You might be a better team in 2 years, 3 years, but maybe not next year if you trade the best defensive player, arguably, in the NFL.
There's a part of me that says, if you're going to rebuild, are you going to tear the whole thing down? And I don't know that that's the right answer either. I don't think they have to tear the whole thing down.
Well, I don't either.
You know, and what Denzel said, I think initially when Miles came out, he goes, I'll be looking over his shoulder to see what he does. I'll be looking over his shoulder. I can't imagine Denzel wants to leave. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here for him. But, I mean, if that's something that he feels like he needs to do, or the Browns feel like they're going to have a better team tomorrow. And then they also hear this argument about, well, they are, you know, gearing up and everything is to get ready for the new dome, right? Everything's just we're all getting set for the dome. They want to make sure they have a roster that's competitive when they hit the dome, right? I've heard that 50,000 times.
Is there a dome?
It's on its way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you questioning it now?
Well, till I see it, yeah.
I don't know. I see a big open field out there by the airport.
I've seen a big open field out by the airport for a long time.
Hey, do you remember when Gateway was up? Remember what the sign said?
Yeah, home of Cleveland's future Dome Stadium.
I do remember that. Yeah, yep. That just came back. All right, so now that you've had 24 hours to digest this, we do want to talk to you. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Do you want to trade him? Because maybe there's a chance to restart this whole thing. If you do trade him. And I think there are some things in the way that are going to make this really difficult for the front office even to trade him in, even if it was just a simple, okay, we'll trade him and we'll get a couple first-round picks. There are some hurdles that don't make this as easy as it sounds. 216-474-0092.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you feeling now, Northeast Ohio?
A little creeped out after that laugh, actually.
How are you feeling now, Browns fans across the nation listening on the Odyssey app? Man, you got a lot to get off your chest, don't you? I just don't know. I just want a team that's going to win, and if somebody doesn't want to be here, I agree with the adage that, you know, I don't need prisoners. I need volunteers. And if he doesn't want to play here, he doesn't want to play here. There's not much we can do about that. Yes, he did try to reach out to the fans yesterday, but I don't want to be a part of. I don't want to be a pawn in this thing. I don't want fans to be a pawn in this thing. Is there any chance he's just doing this for more money? Is that a possibility? That he's just upped his own price here?
Maybe.
Would you put it past an agent? Would you put it past an agent to say, hey, this isn't a bad idea? Maybe we don't have a whole lot of leverage here because of the way the contract structure is. If they don't have to do anything.
I would think that he is sincere in his trade request.
Okay, I believe that too, but...
But this is business, and let's not forget that.
And I also...
So, yeah, they could be using it as a ploy for a bigger contract. And guess what? That's okay. That's allowed. That's the way this thing is played.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. I'm not taking this trade request personally. I know some Browns fans are. I'm not taking it personally. I'm thinking of it this way. Okay, one of three things is going to happen here. Either he's going to come back and play for the Browns under the 2 years remaining on his contract because they're not going to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to rework a deal and sign him to an extension. Or they're going to trade him. And any of those three options actually work for me. I'd prefer to have him here.
I would too.
But if you could trade him and get a boatload, I mean, those two scenarios, and they were, you know, just off the top of our head yesterday, that we kicked around yesterday, man, I'd do those trades in a heartbeat. Now with the team, you know.
Oh, you got Patriots fans very excited yesterday too, by the way.
Did I?
Yeah, on social media, they were like, hey, there's this radio station in Cleveland talking about
No way.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Well, that'd be great. Let's do it.
You're all in.
I'm a big Patriots fan, you know, goes back to Bill.
You and Vrabes are tight.
Vrabes, yeah, we're tight.
Tom Pelissero at the Super Bowl yesterday on exactly what you guys are talking about, if this has anything to do with money.
Miles Garrett has 2 years and about $45 million remaining on his contract. But my understanding is this is not about money. The Browns are going to address that anyway, make him the highest paid defensive player once again. This is about Miles Garrett truly not wanting to be a part of a rebuild, even if it is only for a year. He just turned 29 years old in December. That's a position where you can play well into your mid-30s, but still, time is a commodity for NFL players here. Miles Garrett is looking at the situation and saying, I think I want to go someplace else. This was not something new. This has been going on for several weeks. They've been trying to do things in the shadows. All of a sudden, in the past few days, Andrew Berry made a statement saying he's going to be a Brown and go straight into Canton. Miles Garrett now is saying that's not the goal from Cleveland to Canton. The goal is to win a Super Bowl. He thinks his best opportunity is to do that in someplace else.
Yeah, audio courtesy of the NFL Network. Sorry, Andy.
I don't remember Andrew actually coming out and saying, well, he's going to be a Brown. Do you? Do you remember him actually saying that?
He insinuated you're not trading him.
Yeah, he's insinuating they're not trading him.
And then the Browns said yesterday they're not going to trade him.
Yeah.
Look, it's all okay. Right now, this is business. It's posturing. I'm requesting a trade. They don't have to trade him. He doesn't have to come to work, which means he doesn't have to get paid.
All right, on January 6th, Andrew Berry's ending press conference for the season had this to say about what you're talking about.
In terms of Miles, my anticipation expectation is that he'll have a direct ticket from Cleveland to Canton at the end of this year and expect him to be here, you know, and retire Brown, quite frankly.
I expect him to be.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's his job.
There's wiggle room all around, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having a conversation with you. Same thing. There's always a little wiggle room in our conversation.
The Browns can't lose here.
Oh, yes, they can. Yes, they can lose.
They can lose games.
Well, I mean, games, fans, you know, that it always, I mean, it feels like yesterday felt like a dumpster fire for
the organization. They're either going to have the defensive player of the year on their team or they're going to trade him for a boatload. Either one works as long as they make the right trade.
I'm still concerned about the cap considerations that are going on here. I mean, how much more are they going to burn there?
Cap schmap. They figure that stuff out. Not your money, Andy.
Eddie, that's a good point. Eddie in North Homestead. Hi, Eddie. Eddie. Is that me?
Put him on hold.
Putting you back on hold. Let's try, is it Dan in Lakewood? Dan, how are you?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Hey, I got a little plan here.
Okay, let's do it.
But I'm going to need a little bit of help.
Okay.
Okay. I got some names here, and I got, we got Myles Garrett. Let's take him off the bat. I'm going to count him as two first-rounders. You think we'll get that out of him?
At least, if not more.
Okay.
I would think they'd be able to pick up a couple seconds or maybe a third in there beyond two first-rounders.
I'm going to go with the minimum here.
Okay.
Let's go with two first-rounders, and whatever else you want to add in there is good.
Okay.
We got our second pick. Right?
Right.
I'm talking about trading all, you know, down pretty low in the first round and getting, I'm thinking, you know, I'll even get rid of the damn thing altogether. And I think that's worth another two first rounders. No?
Get rid of what? The second pick?
Yes.
Yeah, you could trade down and get two first rounders, probably.
Okay, so we're looking at four first rounders, right? Okay. Okay, now this is all dependent on, you got to get rid of Barry. We can't let Barry do these drafting, okay? Okay.
Well he's already here and in place, and until, you know.
Well, you know what? There's things we can do. We can just fire him. We need a football guy to make these picks. And there's, I think Miles.
He is a football guy.
Huh?
He is a football guy.
Who, Barry?
Yeah.
Well,
played football. He's worked his career in football. What does, then define a football guy?
A football guy is somebody who knows how to draft.
Okay, well, that's
like Dorsey.
That's it. No? Dorsey, who took Baker Mayfield instead of Josh Allen. Continue.
Okay, well, okay, yeah, you can't hit them all. Okay. Okay. You just can't, and you know that damn well. All right.
Well, then, right. Doesn't the same hold true for Andrew Berry? Can't hit them all, Dan.
Well, you know what? I think it's time to move on. When you got your superstar telling you the guy is not doing his job, then I think you better listen. And I think just kick the death out of here, too. You know, I don't even know what he does, but just get rid of him. We don't need him.
Dan, okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dan.
It.
Dan, going a lot of different directions there.
Mike is in Stowe. Hi, Mike.
Michael?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So, Jeff, you made a comparison to Lamar Jackson and Myles Garrett's
situation. No, I didn't. I read what Lamar Jackson said in his statement.
Okay, well, let's
I didn't make any comparison. I read what he said in his statement when he requested to be traded.
Right, but let's be honest here. Comparing the Baltimore organization to the Cleveland Browns.
I didn't compare them, Mike.
No,
I know you didn't, but okay. I'm going to.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to. So that's not even close to the same thing. Look, this guy has given us eight solid all-effort years, okay? He's took care of himself. And this is a couple things you're going to have to remember here. Number one, it isn't going to happen early. We got a $30 million dead cap hit if we do anything before middle of March.
That's true.
So they are going to have to stew on this regardless.
Yes.
We don't even need to talk about it. Let's talk about the real points here. Let's not get it too mucked up, okay?
Okay.
There's a lot of branches going on this morning. So what I want to know is the real reality of this isn't about posturing for contract. We've already heard that from other people. And if you've been here long enough, you know damn well that's not what this guy does. He has wanted to be a winner. And we haven't done it for him. Andrew Berry's had 5 years of his career to do it. He had a war chest to start. He's blown it. And now you're going to convince this guy to give this guy another chance? The best thing to do is fire Andrew Berry and deal with it right now. Then you have a chance of keeping that guy, but it's probably too late.
I mean, you could fire him and he could still leave. He still want the trade. I mean,
I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. But he is not going to want to stay with that guy because he's watched this go downhill. He's watched it all get wasted. He's watched us up against the cap now. He's seen it, and he saw what we were last year. He's not dumb. And there's another thing. He's only 29, but the way that guy takes care of himself, I can respect it. He's not going to wear himself to the point where there's nothing left of him. He's smarter than that. He's a very intelligent man.
Which might mean he retires early because he doesn't need it.
That's true,
too. Look, guys, it's not about money. Quit talking about that stuff. It's about Andrew Berry. That's what you ought to be talking about right now.
Okay, so hang on. Hang on a second. Hey, Mike, what if they hold him to his contract that he signed? What if they hold him to
it? Yeah, that's what you want to do. Okay, so if you want to build a new team, the best thing to do then is tell other players that think about coming here that you're going to take an all-pro who's been now possibly defensive MVP 2 years in a row, player of the year, and you're going to let him hold out. That's what you want to send the rest of the guys in this league, a message.
There's a lot of guys that want to play in this league, and they don't care.
A lot of guys would love to have the contract that he agreed to.
Yeah, but they're not as good as him, Jeff, so what's the point? He's the best in the league.
And he could end up sitting out for 2 years and not see a snap. Lamar Jackson was going to do the same thing. Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't have any problem with his passion.
Right now, they're posturing. Let's see where it goes. You know, you can get all fired up about Andrew Berry. Do I think he's done a great job with his draft picks? Nope, not at all. Not at all. Right now, he's the guy making those picks. And he's going to have to figure out, can he turn this thing around? Because if he doesn't, we all know what's going to happen. Right? If they roll out another 3, 4, 5 win team next year, he's not going to be here. Neither is Kevin Stefanski. So they've got to figure it out. They've got to figure it out fast.
All right, hang on the line. We're going to talk to you as soon as we get a chance here. So if you want to get it off your chest, get it off your chest. We're good at this therapy stuff. Mary Kay Cabot next, Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.